Welcome to Come On Ye. Bruce Cameron with you for 2 hours of folk music, as always, on a Sunday afternoon. Today, we do have a featured album, and it comes to us from a fairly prolific recorder of albums. We'll get to that in a little while, but a few tracks between now and then. We'll start off with a couple of tracks from an album called Three by Laurie Watson. Or possibly it's the Laurie Watson Three, because it's Laurie Watson with Fiona Young, Innes Watson and Barry Reid. I'll tell you about the tracks when we get to the end.
Maggie gangs away. There's no hair to gnaw this glen. I know a man and he's quite a musician. He was born up north on some Queensland mission. One night out the back, in the midst of the picking, he told me he'd teach me this song that he'd written. Singing at night by the campfire so bright, just my old friend, my guitar and me. Under the gum and the wattle, yippee-ti-o, tie. Tex Morton was big, country music all the go. When he got 20 minutes on the radio show, a tape of those songs was sent to the city, where a record producer thought they were pretty. Singing at night by the campfire so bright, just my old friend, my guitar and me. Under the gum and the wattle, yippee-ti-o-tie. So the company boss, without thinking far, sent for the boy with the voice and guitar. He said he's too good to be out there alone. There's money to be made out of this unknown. Singing at night by the campfire so bright, just my old friend, my guitar and me. Under the gun and the wattle, yippee-ti-o-tie. He drove through a dust storm out on the plain, and halfway to the city the car broke down again. As payment for fixing the motor right, he sang songs in a roadhouse till nearly light. Walked into a building in the heart of town, and a girl took his name and asked him to sit down. She asked what he wanted, she laughed when he said he'd sing a few songs that he had in his head. Singing at night by the campfire so bright, just my old friend, my guitar and me. Under the garden, yippee-ti-o-tie. And a few hours later, after much to-ing and fro-ing, a man came and told him it's time to be going. The guy shook his head, he said, "Don't come back. You should have told us, mate, that you were black."
Fist in a Velvet Glove, that one, Neil Adam, My Old Friend, My Guitar and Me, from an old album of Neil's, Neil Adam from Victoria, 1995 he recorded that, with a whole bunch of really good musicians from Melbourne. The album's called Aussie Lullaby, and that it's quite a strong song, that one, isn't it? I do like it.
And there are time to every purpose under heaven. to everything. Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to gain, a time to lose, a time to rend, a time to sow, a time for love, a time for hate, a time for peace. I swear it's not too late.
The Birds from many moons ago with Pete Seeger's reworking of a verse from Ecclesiastes out of the Bible. Turn, turn, turn is the song, and a good one it is too. I said I was going to tell you what we heard from Laurie Watson, and I didn't. So I'll do that now. Laurie Watson was playing fiddle and singing on the first of the two tracks we heard, which was called When Maggie Gungs Awar, which was a poem by James Hogg, an old Scottish poem. She put a new reel that she'd written after that. It's called Bordad Gaedhrin, which is the name of a music festival in Scotland. Then there was a set of European dance tunes. Knit the Pocky, a Danish tune, Kashab Bass and Brawl de Kos. Brawl de Kos from Laurie Watson. She was out here a while ago. I met her at the National Folk Festival some years ago. Nice lady. What are we up to now? Let's hear from a Scottish group called Fiddler's Bed, I do believe. Is that who we're going to hear? Ah, yes, here you go. And if you think Bordad Gaedhrin requires a bit of dialect work, have a crack at this one. This comes from Shetland. Dus man lang awa, and I'm tocht lang te sidi. And what do you make of that? It's all very logical. Shetland dialect is not totally bizarre. Du man's lang awa, and I'm tocht lang te sidi. Just means you have been long away and I've thought long about seeing you again. That's the first tune in this set, and it was originally played as part of an old Shetland wedding. With it, you will hear Come Again, You're Welcome, and Ut Bies De Vong. Ut Bies De Vong. De Vong, V-O-N-G, is a skerry or a rock stack thing. It's part of an island chain out of the called the Outskerries in Shetland. Go up there and have a look at it. It's fascinating. Fiddler's Bed from Shetland. Whoa, they're very keen. My goodness, they are. That was Fiddler's Bed from Shetland. They don't get out of Shetland very often, so they like to play as much as they can. But another day, chaps, another day. They certainly have travelled. They've been out here. And a mighty team they are too. Now, some sad news, I guess, particularly if you knew the man I'm about to mention. Cecil Grievous passed away recently. Cecil lived in Bathurst. He was 88, so he'd had a good innings. But Cecil first came to folk music back in the 1950s. He was at one point a member of the original Bushwhackers band, not the Melbourne rocky Bushwhackers, but a much earlier incarnation, led by John Meredith. And Cecil came to that stuff from singing and politics and dancing and acting. He was quite the character. If you knew Cecil, you'd know what I mean. And I was fortunate enough to come by a little 10-inch record of selections from Reedy River. Reedy River was a musical that was written by Dick Diamond in the very early 1950s. And an early production in Sydney at the New Theatre featured a number of soloists, including Cecil Grievous. And a fine chap he was, and a fine singer. He was singing right to the end. In fact, he was a member of a choir here in Bathurst, right to the end.
Well, look who's there. If it isn't old Bob the Swaggy. Come on in, mate. The mob will be glad to see you. Look, give him a big hand. Now, what are you going to sing us, mate?
Poor little Johnny Cash. Put on the mob.
Hoorah for the Lachlan boys, and join me in a cheer. That's the place to go and make an easy check every year. With a toad skin in me pocket, I borrowed from a friend. Oh, isn't it nice and cosy to be camping in the bend? With me little white flower bag sitting on the stump, me little tea and sugar bag looking nice and plump, a little fat cod fish just off the hook, and poor little Johnny takes a credit to the cook. I've got a loaf of bread and some Murphy's that I shook, perhaps a loaf of brownie that I snavel from the cook, a nice leg of mutton just a bit cut off the end. Oh, isn't it nice and cosy to be wailing in the bend? With me little white flour bag sitting on the stump, me little tea and sugar bag looking nice and plump, a little fat codfish just off the hook, and poor little Johnny takes a credit to the cook. I've got meself a book and some papers for to read, plenty of matches and a good supply of weed. I wouldn't be a squatter. Beside me fire I sit, with me paper in me hand and me old clay lip. Me little white flour bag sitting on the stump, me little tea and sugar bag looking nice and plump, a little fat codfish just off the hook, and poor little Johnny takes a credit to the cook. When shearing time comes, I'm in me glory then. I saddle up me moat and I soon secure a pen. I canter through the valleys and gallop all the plains. I shoot a turkey, stick a pig, then off to camp again. Whoop! Me little white flour bag sitting on the stump,
Me little tea and sugar bag, looking nice and plump. A little fat codfish just off the hook.
And poor little Johnny Cakes,
I'm proud to be the cook.
I've humped me bluey through all the states, with my old black Billy the best of mates. The years I've camped and toiled and tramped over roads that are rough and hilly, I've carried me sensible, indispensable old Black Billy. My old Black Billy. My old Black Billy. Whether the wind be trampin' days at last are o'er, and I drop my swag at that golden door. St. Peter will stare when he sees me there, and he'll say, come in with your sensible, indispensable old Black Billy. My old Black Billy. My old Black Billy. Whether the wind change.
the story's the same.
That singer is Marion Halliday, and the song, Thoughts and Prayers, is getting a bit of traction in the United States because people keep killing other people, particularly in schools, universities, don't understand it. And nor did she, so she wrote that song, and it's quite good. From a newish album called Rings Around Saturn. Thoughts and Prayers. Another day, another headline. Another school, more children have died. Why are we doing it? Before that, the late Cecil Grievous sadly passed away recently in Bathurst, and we heard him leading two songs there from a recording of, I guess, the first Sydney production of the musical Reedy River back in the 1950s. And that 10-inch record has lasted remarkably well. I'm very pleased with how it shaped up there. And the songs, they're pretty much self-explanatory, really. The first one, Jolly Little Number, from Cecil was Four Little Johnny Cakes. I can't remember the name of the characters. Oh, I was in Reedy River years ago too, and I can't remember which character that was. Anyway, jolly one. Everybody's around the Reedy River schoolhouse and they're dancing and jumping up and down. And come on, they ask the old swaggy to sing a song. And Cecil sang Four Little Johnny Cakes, an old song. Well, it sort of was an old song. Traditional lyrics set to music by Louis Lavater. It's variously known as the Wailer's Rhyme or the Shearer's Song, Blackfish Song, whatever. Then, something far more nostalgic and introspective, I suppose, also from the same musical, of course, Old Black Billy and the troubadour style, they describe that one. The tune's traditional, but the words were written, or at least put together, restored by Edward Harrington, reasonably well known. And it was collected by an old shearer who lived in Melbourne many years ago. Cecil Grievous, gone but definitely not forgotten. Now, goodness me, it's time to introduce you to the featured album. I'm going to play two tracks. I think it's been a bit delayed getting to the featured album. So let me see. First of all, I'll tell you about the album. That's what I'll do. It's called Rooted. Comes to us from Martin Simpson, a name you often hear on this program because he's released something like 21 albums so far. Still going strong. And this is a ripper, like so many of his others. In fact, it's a deluxe 2-CD package, described that way. It includes a bonus disc of instrumentals. We might end the program with one of those instrumentals. They're all good. There's about 7 of them on there, and they're all great. But Martin Simpson from the UK, very active, very well known in Britain and America as well. He's worked with all sorts of people, Jackson Browne, June Tabor, Richard Thompson, Bonnie Raitt, Danny Thompson, and even Dom Flemons from the Carolina Chocolate, formerly of the Carolina Chocolate Drops, turns up on one track on this album. That might be the one I play. We'll see. Two tracks. First one is called Fool Me Once, and then Kingfisher. So from the featured album called Rooted by Martin Simpson, only new to the program, hope you enjoy it, released actually not yet, almost, 30th of August it's being released, so we're cheating a wee bit, but close enough. Two tracks.
Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you'd like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I watch my face in a barroom mirror, etched in crystal, lit and lost. And I saw the soundtrack to my changes drift behind me like a ghost. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you'd like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Cowboy songs and crossroads deals, same old stories in my head. And here I am and all alone in a downstairs room in a single bed. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I found no romance in empty bottles. There are no heroes in dirty street fights. You keep on firing till you're empty to kill the fear so you can sleep nights. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you'd like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Come and watch me dance with my own shadow. I know that's what you like to see. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Thank you. Ivy owl calls the night to rest. Small birds carol the creeping door. Jackdaws they crackle across the grey sky, and all is well on this frosty morn. Brightest jewel I ever saw was mounted in the clear blue sky below the boastful castle wall, where the river Heron lies. A perfect winter traveling day, cold lighted by the palest sun, and just a little darkened by his lordship's cruel and wittering guns. Bradford Stream, by Shepherd Wheel and Wire Mill Dam, the flash of blue against the green tells me how alive and lucky I am. The grey sky, and all is well on this frosty morn.
He works his way around that fretboard on the guitar quite nicely, doesn't he? That's Martin Simpson, two tracks from the featured album on Come All Ye this afternoon. It's called Rooted. It's his 21st album. And apart from banjo, guitar, Martin Simpson also plays banjo, plays banjola, and a six-string fretless banjo, electric bass guitar, resonator guitars, electric guitars. You'd wonder why he wants anybody else on the album at all, but he does have other people on some tracks. Nancy Kerr is there, Andy Cutting, Liz Hanks playing cello, Ben Nichols is there, and Dom Flemons, who used to be in the Carolina Chocolate Drops, as I said earlier. Martin Simpson, that's the featured album, so we'll be coming back to that for a few more tracks a little later in the program. Right now, some Irish instrumental music, which is rather good. This is a jig called The Strayaway Child. It comes to us from Cathal Cloasy, or Clohessy, and Eamon Costello. The former, Cathal, comes from County Limerick, and he plays fiddle. And the latter, Eamon, plays button accordion, or the Bosca Keol. And They're both rather good. He comes, where does he come from? Cottabara, the Gaeltacht kind of Cottabara. They're both rather good. So, the Strayaway Child. Very nice, very nice. That's Cathal Cloughesy and Eamon Costello from a good album called Bosca, Kjol and Fiddle, and The Strayaway Child, which I'm now reminded was composed by Margaret Barry. Fortunately, my resident fact checker and quality control team were on the case, thank you Roger, to point to the fact that that five-part jig was composed by Margaret Barry, who was a traveller born in Peter Street. Yes, travelled in Pete. Peter Street, Cork, in 1917. And her family were street musicians, and she was a fine musician herself. So, there you go. While she was in London, Alan Lomax took her to London. I didn't know this either. Alan Lomax took her to London in the 1930s, and she formed a musical partnership with Michael Gorman, who was a very fine fiddle player from Sligo. And the musical partnership lasted until Michael Gorman's death in 1969. Fancy that. It is widely assumed that The Strayaway Child was composed by Michael Gorman because it was he who performed it. However, Margaret Barry claimed that the tune came to her in a dream. Ugh. Oh, dear. Anyway, thank you, Roger. More to that tune than I first thought. Here's one for Roger. He likes Fado.
Esperei por ti, não vieste. Breve esqueceste que por ti espero. De ideias faz um conjunto e a mim pergunto por que te quero. Olho na rua quem passa, mas por desgraça não vejo o céu. Perdeste a hora mais querida da curta vida que Deus te deu. És livre, já nada te prende a mim. És livre, tanto quis e vivo bem. És livre, mas por saber que és assim, o meu amor quis ter fim para dar lugar ao desdém. Sorris, podes sorrir dos meus ais, mas não encontras jamais quem te queira como eu quis. Tenho força de vontade para que a saudade não me atormente. E vou esquecer essa boca partida louca que só me mente. Eu vou-me embora, descansa, viver sem esperança dá pena e dor. Eu já vi que é impossível e é preferível eu viver só. És livre, já nada te prende a mim. És livre, tanto te quis e vê bem. És livre, mas por saber que és assim, o meu amor quis ter fim para dar lugar ao desdém. Sorris, podes sorrir os meus ais, mas não encontras jamais quem te queira como eu quis.
Very nice. That's what was her name? Herminia Silva with Es Livre. A little bit of Portuguese fado music. Back to the featured album, I think, for another track. Oh, I should have mentioned when I played the last track from Martin Simpson, there was, well, the two tracks I played were Fool Me Once and Kingfisher. And Kingfisher, if you thought the tune was familiar, I know it as The Fair Fleur of Northumberland. You may know it as something else. I don't know. But why waste a good tune? Put a new set of words to it. Anyway, here he is again, and with the eternal question. One of them.
I don't know why I was born human. I might have been a fish or a bat, or the big sycamore in my brother's backyard that spoke to me when I fell on my back. We listened to an earthly music conjured up in ages past. The color of your skin might change tomorrow from a snow-white deer to a coal-black cat. I don't know why I was born human. I might have been a water rat or a thunderstorm that chases buffalo down silver trails of prairie grass. I don't know why I was born human. When you see the earth
less bleeding than you know. You're home at last, and when you feel your body broken, then you'll find the strength to act. I ain't no alien, I was born native. I just forgot the sacred past. But the big storm is over, and I still got a heartbeat, and my breast lullaby sings home at last. Walking on this earth is only natural. We were born to roam, but not this fast. And my little girl's dreams should be as big as heaven. Even angels find their home at last. My little girl's dreams should be as big as heaven. Even angels find their home at last. I don't know why I was born human.
I was born in the shadow of a Fairfield crane, and the blast of a freighter's horn was the very first sound that reached my ears on the morning that I was born. I lay and I listened to the shipyard sounds coming out of the unknown, and was lulled to sleep by a mother tongue that was to be my own. When I grew to 1 year old, I heard the sirens scream as the city watched in the black night, a wandering searchlight beam. And when at last I awoke and rose to my first hour of peace, I had learned the battle to stay alive was never going to cease. I sat and I listened while my father spoke of the days that he once knew, where you either sweated for a measly wage or you joined the parish queue. And times got harder day by day along the river side, and I often heard my mother say it was tears that made the Clyde. And I sat in the school from 9 till 4, and I dreamed of the world outside, where the riveters and the platers watch their ships slip to the Clyde. Now I serve my time behind the shipyard gates, and I sometimes mourn my lot. But if anyone tries to mess me about, I will fight like my father fought.
Well, there's a familiar voice, the late Alistair Hewlett with The Shipyard Apprentice, from an album recorded more than 20 years ago, and paid for by the CFMEU, at the time the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union, called Union is Strength, and most of the songs relate to that kind of ethos. Comes from an interesting album. I can't tell you a whole lot about it. It's French. It's called Havona Shores, and it's from the Belle Epoque Ensemble. The tune we heard was Pourquoi Pas? Why not? And it was composed and played on banjo by Jean-Marc Andres. And the other people in the ensemble, I don't know them at all, but there are bass, violin, guitar, mandolin. And on some tracks there's accordion, cello, piano, bass, mandolin and violin. So, well done. Jean-Marc Andres. Yes, and he's there on the back cover wearing a pith helmet. Can't tell you much more than that, really. In fact, I probably didn't even need to tell you that. But I did. Now, let me see. Another familiar voice joining the program, Stan Rogers.
Fuck clothes, then where to get them airs, the fellows to compare. a colonel's regimental shine, and women call him fair. I am Alexander Mackintosh, nephew to the laird, and I do disdain men who are vain, the men with powdered hair. I command an Nancy schooner from the Moy on Lake St. Clair. On the third day, all the October boys I did set sail for there. To the garrison in Amherstburg I quickly would repair, with Captain Maxwell and his wife and kids in powdered hair. Aboard the Nancy, in regimentals bright, aboard the Nancy, with all his pomp and bluster there. Aboard the Nancy, below the St. Clair Rapids I sent scouts unto the shore, to ask a friendly Wyandot to say what lay before. Amherstburg has fallen with the same for you in store, and militia sent to take you here, 50 horse or more. Well, up comes Captain Maxwell then, surrender now I say, give up your Nancy schooner and make off without delay. Set me ashore, I do implore, I will not. Says I, you go or get below, for I'll be on my way. Aboard the Nancy, surrender, hell I say. Aboard the Nancy, it's back to Mackinac, go fight. Aboard the Nancy, oh. Up comes Colonel Bobian then, who shouts as he draws near, give up your Nancy schooner, and I swear you've not to fare. With got your Captain Maxwell, sir, spare yourself his tears. Says I, send you shot to buzz about your ears. We fired as we hauled anchor, boys, and we got underway, but scarce a dozen broadsides, boys, and Nancy did them pay. Before the business sickened them, they bravely ran away. All sail we made and reached the lake before the close of day. Aboard the Nancy, we sent them shot and cheers. Aboard the Nancy, we watched them running through the trees. Aboard the Nancy, oh. Military gentlemen, they bluster, roar, and pray. Nine sailors on the Nancy, boys, made 50 run away. The powder in their hair that day was powder sent their way by poor and ragged sailormen who swore that they would stay. Aboard the Nancy, sixpence and pound a day. Aboard the Nancy, no uniform for men to scorn. Aboard the Nancy, oh, aboard the Nancy, sixpence and pound a day.
He sounded so angry, didn't he? Stan Rogers with the Nancy, story of a bit of a skirmish during the War of 1812-14. Yeah. Where did that come from? Album called, I think it was From Freshwater. Yes, From Freshwater. One of five or so albums released in his much too short life. Stan Rogers. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Now, I think I'll play two tracks from The House Band. First one is called The Slip Jigs and Reels, and it's very nice. I do like this song. It's a story of was written by Steve Tilston after he'd been shown an old photograph. In it, a young man could be seen with his mule and a fiddle case. 4 hours after the picture was taken, the young man was dead, ambushed by Mescalero Apaches. Not every emigrant to America found fame or fortune. But, yes. Slip Jigs and Reels, and I'll play from the same album three tunes for a dance from the Paivantes region of Brittany for a dance for the Hand to Draw. Yes. So Breton tunes following on from a song by Steve Tilston, performed by the House Band and a few. I think we might hear the voice of Jen Foley on this, if you were listening to the folk program yesterday on 2MCE. Terry played a track featuring Jen Foley.
Father's coat sewn into the lining, a 10-shilling note. Goodbye to the family, goodbye to the shore. To light his good fortune, you'll see me no more. A boat on the ocean tossed like a cork. Then one fine morning they sighted New York, and he stood on the gangplank and breathed in the air. Hello, land of plenty, I've come for my share. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. There's talk of a pistol, some say a knife. All are agreed there was somebody's wife. Some kind of commotion, a terrible fight. He left a man dead and ran into the night. A train to St. Louis, one jump ahead. He slept one eye open, a six-gun in bed. And he dreamed of the mountains, the green fields of home, while crossing the plains where the buffalo roam. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice, spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. A bad reputation's a hard thing to bear. Mothers pour scorn and young children they stare. But he found consolation in flash company. Life's not so bad with a girl on me. Well, I called him the kid by 21. All that he knew was the power of his gun. And by 23 he'd shot 5 men down. He got in his way as he rambled around. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the slip jigs and reels. Desert and buzzards that fly in the highest of circles, just wishing he'd die. But in matters of cruelty, it must be said, the landlord will pick your bones before you're dead. In was wild mescaleros, I heard people say, in the deadliest ambush near old Santa Fe, when a young buck was taken, dressed in a coat, sewn into the lining, a 10-shilling note. And he did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice, and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the subjects. He did like the ladies, the rise and the fall, their ankles and dresses down on the dance floor, and rolling the dice, and spinning the wheel. He took most delight in the subjects and
That's music from Brittany and that interesting wind instrument is the bombard, native to that part of town. And played there by Roger Wilson. No, it's not. John Skelton. John Skelton plays bombard in that group. That's the House Band from a good album called Another Setting. Before that, from the same album, The Slip Jigs and Reels. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. And back to the featured album, Rooted, by Martin Simpson, for another two tracks. The first one's a ripper. I think it's a great tune. It's called Neo. And I suspect that it will stay relevant for quite a while. Words to this one. We'll follow that with his song called More Than Enough, Martin Simpson. It's Dom Flemons playing Bones.
All the little people standing around, come and taste some of my trickle down, my trickle down. That's what I said. It's just me pissing on your head. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. Now, I don't care if you're sick or well, and I don't care if your life is hell. I'm gonna wreck your national hells, all for the sake of my irrational wealth. All you little people, listen to me, I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me, I'm a neoliberal billionaire. Hijack your democracy. I use my money to buy your voice. I don't believe you deserve a choice. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
I'm in Neo.
Neo.
A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. I'm in Neo.
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 I'm in Neo. A neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire. All you little people better listen to me. I'm a neoliberal billionaire.
Missiles and tanks. There's always the money for generals and banks. There's always the money for new ways to kill. But a limited budget for you if you're ill. Yes, there's always enough for a war. So there's never enough for the poor. There's always the money for tunnels and roads, for opera and ballet, But what about homes for MPs, expenses and fat subsidies? But there's never enough for nurseries, and the well-off, they always take more. So there's never enough for the money for tests they can pass, or fail you for not being white middle class. There's always the goodies for those with most greed, but there's never enough for those in most need. There's a pay rise if you're on the board, so there's never enough for the consider how little of life that we know. We bring nothing, take nothing, pass through and go. We are all as poor when it comes to the night, in need of the darkness, in need of the light. If we'd learn to want less and love more, there'd be enough for the poor. If we'd learn to want less and love more, there'd be enough for the poor. For there's more than enough for us all. Thank you.
Level 3 high water restrictions remain in place for residents and businesses across the Bathurst region. Council asks all residents to please continue to do your part in conserving water both inside and outside. For more information, visit Council's website. Water, let's make it last.
Bathurst Regional Council, sponsors of 2MCE.
Retro Top 40 with Tim Williams.
Retro Top 40 on Saturday afternoons is all about themes. Themes like the ups and downs of pop music. Wanna be up, wanna be down. Themes like songs with whistling in them.
Can you blow my whistle, baby, let me know.
And themes like the one-hit wonders that made it all the way to number one. What will the next theme be? That's every second Saturday afternoon from 4 till 6 on Retro Top 40 with Tim Williams here on 2MCE in Bathurst and Orange.
Hey Glenn, I see the winter stocks arriving. What have we got?
Well Dad, beanies with rechargeable LED lights. Great for those early morning walks. Plenty of close front flannelette shirts up to 6XL. And then we've got padded tradie tracky pants. Great for covering up chicken legs.
Righto, righto. You know you can't fatten thoroughbreds.
And we have Bathurst's biggest range of boots from Redback, Steel Blue, Mongrel, Oliver and FXD.
Frank Smith Shoe Repairs and Work Clothing, 71 Keppel Street, Bathurst.
A proud sponsor of 2MCE.
We just listened to Sean O'Riordan and Keltori Cullen with The Rights of Man, recorded in about 1970 with that organ sound. Sounds quite unusual these days, but it certainly made a statement back then. And now, I want to play a title track from an album by the late Tony Cuff. He put out this album called When First I Went to Caledonia in 1988. And 1988 was the year I had to buy a CD player, my very first CD player. I'd been resisting. I had so many LPs. But I had to buy a CD player because I wanted this album and it wasn't being released on vinyl. So I hope you enjoy the title track from When First I Went to Caledonia.
Thank you.
trillad note unto you I'd write. But I wish I was on the deepest ocean, as far from a land as once I could be, a sailing over the deepest water, where woman's love would not trouble me. I'd lay my head to a cask of brandy, and it's a dandy, I do declare, for when I'm drinking, I'm seldom thinking how I can gain that young lady fair. When first I went to Caledonia, I got loading at number 3, and I got boarding at Donald Norman's. He had a dog good
tea. I'm sure you know this, but Caledonia doesn't refer to Scotland in that song. It's the name of a mine in Canada. Just saying. I think the Frogs were in the original recording, but or at least the original collected version of that. That's Bruce Smith's set tune, which was collected in Tenterfield from a man of that name. And it comes to us from Barry McDonald, Mark Rummery, Kathy Ovenden on an album called Still a Long Way From Home, released quite a while ago now. We're nearly there, folks. We're nearly out of time. Here's a track from Jim Watson, who played in the Hollow Rock String Band. Yes, he was rather good. Yeah. Jordan is a Hard Road is the song.
Sleeve, journey is a hard road to travel. Well, off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. And try and save a little money. So pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Sleeve, Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Sleeve, Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. So pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel. Pull off your overcoat and roll up your sleeve. Jordan is a hard road to travel, I believe.
Hard Road to Travel. That's Jim Watson from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. And that's just about it, folks. Thanks for your company today. We'll do it all again next week, I hope. Going out with a bit of a track from the featured album, which is called Rooted by Martin Simpson. This is Bonnie Kate. Have a good week. See you next time.